We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Hope you had a good day at work and you're on the road and traffic is moving along well for you. That would be good. Hey, we played some audio a little while ago from Channel 2, WGRZ-TV, and I think I made a mistake, and that should not surprise you because I am a serial killer of names. Names are a major shortcoming in my life, and it gets really embarrassing. I either mispronounce somebody's surname, or I forget somebody's name, or I use the wrong first name with the right last name. And the reporter doing the interview with Bishop Malone was Steve Brown, not Scott Brown. I believe there was, in the old days, a reporter named Scott Brown. I don't know that he's around anymore. I also went to school with a Scott Brown. That does not exculpate me in the least, however, from making a mistake with Steve Brown, who does a terrific job and long has. So, Steve Brown, my apologies to you. And our thanks to Channel 2, WGRZ-TV, for the use of their audio. And, you know, I'm sure that when it comes to screwing up names, Susan Ewing over at Channel 2 probably understands completely well. I know it's Claudine. That was a sick attempt at humor. So if you're just joining us, we are I love Claudine, by the way. I think she is arguably, like, the best TV news reporter. Well, you know, there's about three or four of them that I think are very, very good. And Claudine Ewing is among the elite in Buffalo TV journalism and long has been. Now, if you're just joining us, yeah, we've done this topic before. Should Bishop Malone resign? And I wasn't going to do this topic until I heard the audio of the protester outside downtown Buffalo during our newscasts on WBEN. So my thinking on the whole topic was, how do I do the topic in a way that I'm not going to be bored, because I have done this topic probably about five times, and I most importantly don't want you guys to be bored. So what I decided to do was to make this lightning talk radio. In other words, get on as many people as possible in the time that we have, as many people as possible to say, I believe the bishop should stay, or I believe the bishop should resign, and then offer some reasons, and then yield the line to the next caller. And so far, we've gotten quite a few callers on, and I'd like to increase that once I shut up and give you the update of the vote. It is 13 so far say the bishop should resign, and 8 say the bishop should stay on. And the phone number, we only have one line open to you, and it is 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Bernice is calling in from Hamburg. Bernice, you're on WBEN.
Thank you. I want the bishop to remain. I love the fact that he has that retired FBI agent working on this, and he has a prosecutor of sex abuse cases working on it, and he has a retired detective who worked on sex abuse cases, and she's working on it. I think that's wonderful. Also, the Pope is the only one who can accept the resignation, and he takes years sometimes to do that. And also, he's the only one who can appoint it. It's all in his hands. I'm a lifelong Catholic, and I want Bishop Malone to stay.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate the call and your opinion. And we go to Pete in Medina. Pete, you're on WBEN.
Tom, Bishop Malone should resign, but he will not. When he was in Boston, as a previous caller mentioned, he mentored under Cardinal Bernard Law, one of the most criminally evil church officials in the history of the U.S. Roman Church. But he's going to stay in there because he is experienced in mitigating the bankruptcy and the financial preserving church wealth. And a single fact supporting that is the diocese in Boston agreed to pay $30 million to the confirmed victims. And that, through the courts and other machinations, was reduced to $10 million, and I believe they only paid a fraction of that. So they're going to use Bishop Malone's expertise in that field of this whole evil scenario.
You think that, like the Rochester situation, the Buffalo situation, is heading toward a Chapter 11?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, I do too. I wouldn't surprise me if every diocese in the country went into Chapter 11.
And the way they set it all up, and they probably did this 50 years ago, it's each individual parish or wherever the offense took place and all. So it's all set up where legally they just preserve their immense wealth. And it's not about the victims. The victims will get financially screwed all over again. And he's experienced in doing this, Bishop Malone. I think he could make a fortune selling used cars.
All right. Of course, keep in mind the legal system does move slowly, and Bishop Malone is facing, in the not too distant future, like we're talking a year and a half or so, he is facing mandatory retirement. So whether he, I mean, by the time these cases are all the legal paperwork is coming in and being read and reread and copied and photocopied. This is going to be I suspect, a multi-year process. If you've ever been involved in a lawsuit, you know that they don't get settled right away. Sometimes you've got to wait, in some cases, years before you are compensated or before the insurance company and your attorneys are able to work out a deal, or God forbid it goes to trial. Let's go right back to the calls so far. 14 want the bishop to resign. 9 want the bishop to stay. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And Evans, New York, it is Nancy on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I am a lifelong Catholic in the Diocese of Buffalo, and I would like Bishop Malone to stay on because he may very well be the last remaining straight priest in the Buffalo Chancery. And the last thing I would like to see for the Diocese of Buffalo is a gay bishop.
I mean, do you think that is the ultimate goal of people who want Bishop Malone to step down?
Not all, but I believe it is the ultimate goal of some of them, yes.
What do you make, as somebody who wants the bishop to stay on, what do you make of the movement to restore trust and its statement basically saying, we just can't work with this guy?
Well, I think they probably can't work with him anymore, but they're just a small group of people in number. I don't know how many they
Small in number, but even the bishop never has questioned their devotion to the church or their intentions.
Right. And they might have their own reasons why they can't work with him, but I'm not sure what they are. All I'm saying is my main reason for keeping Bishop Malone on, and I don't agree with everything he has done or hasn't done, but I think there's way too many active homosexual priests in this diocese as it is. And if we get a gay bishop, then they're going to have a field day. I think Bishop Malone is trying to keep them in check. That's just my theory.
Well, thank you very much. And the expression that people toss around about homosexuality and the homosexual clique within the church and within its various organizations is the Lavender Mafia. I first heard of a Lavender Mafia probably about 10 years ago when somebody I know was released from a position and replaced by a member of the Lavender Mafia. I won't go into any more specifics than that, but that's what it was called then, and that is what some people still refer to it as today. Back to the calls we go on WBEN. Here is Mike in Amherst. Mike, you are on. Hello.
Yeah, I'd just like to qualify first by saying, you know, I was an altar boy back in the late 70s. Several of people, my friends, were also altar boys with me at the time. Some of them went on to Catholic schools. I did not, but I still talk to most of those people today. And I'm not saying that these things didn't happen. I'm sure that some of these things did. But in the people that I know and the experience I have and that of my friends that have been in these schools and in this parish, we've not seen or experienced any of it or have talked to anybody or known anybody from at least in these institutions where any of that happened. Again, not saying that some of these things didn't happen. I'm sure that some of them did. But I think he should stay for two reasons. Number one, I think this is a continuation of the Kavanaugh thing. I think this is, you know, guilt by accusation, taking away, chucking due process to the curb. And, you know, I just think that, you know, victims need to be believed and, you know, that whole thing with Kavanaugh. And it wouldn't matter who this person was. They would just say he's no good. It's just like Trump. Whoever he nominated, it'd be no good, no good. They'd find a reason. Number two, this New York State is the only state that has opened up the statute of limitations. Again, I'm not saying that some of these things didn't happen. I'm sure that some of them did. But I think that there is an underlying effort to do exactly what you just described. Drive Catholic churches into bankruptcy. Defund pro-life efforts. Defund contributions to conservative groups. I think that that's part of what's going on here again.
And knock the legs out from under one of the stabilizing influences in Western civilization.
That's exactly right. And again, I can't overstate it. I'm sure that some of these things happened, but I'm also pretty confident that, unfortunately, because people are being accused that, you know, are no longer alive. And we're going right back to the Kavanaugh thing. I'm going to make an accusation. You prove it isn't true. And people's lives are being ruined for it. And I think that this is just a continuation of the effort to get away from due process. Victims must be believed. And I think it's like I said, you got your liberal lawyers, your liberal governor, and the Democrats in New York State. New York State's the only state that opened up the statute of limitations.
I've never heard as many lawyer ads in my life. Thank you very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. We're doing lightning talk radio right now. As fast as I can move callers along, that's exactly what I'm doing, so you don't have to stay on hold interminably. And most importantly, so we get a bigger sample size of people calling in and making their opinions known. Now, the Buffalo News poll said 86% of Catholics believe the bishop ought to go away. Those numbers are not reflected in this survey, but keep in mind, this is not a scientific poll, and there's methodology to polling with which I will not bore you, but this is still an interesting temperature. We've got 14 who believe the bishop should resign, 11 who believe the bishop should stay. It's certainly not a runaway one way or the other at this point. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. So far, 14 say the bishop should resign. 11 say the bishop should stay. And in order, we go to Deb in Lancaster. Deb, you're on WBEN.
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. I would definitely like to cast my vote for resign, please, and the sooner the better. Even if he's just a figurehead, he has done so much damage in his impotence at leading the diocese through this crisis. We now have a bishop, and I'm born and raised Catholic, educated Catholic, all the way through, volunteer at a Catholic parish as we speak. Just no one has faith in him anymore, or at least very few do. And the other things I'd like to contribute are just the names Father Yetter and Father Art Smith. Those are not episodes from 20 or 30 or more years ago. Those are current incidents, current things that Malone was directly involved in that he handled in such a shady, sleazy way as to potentially put further individuals, including children and adults who couldn't consent for whatever reason, such as the ones in the nursing home, at further risk. So my only regret is I can't vote more than once.
And I appreciate those who have not done so, and I appreciate you for not doing that. But you're the 15th person to say he should resign compared to 11 who say he should stay. Thank you very much for the call, and complete your turn safely.
Thank you.
I hear your turns, and thank you for using your turn indicator, your turn signal. I'm pretty sure in my drive into work today that not one person used a turn signal to get off the highway or to make a turn. Apparently, they don't come on a lot of cars these days. We're going to get more calls coming up right after the news at 5:30. If you are on hold, I will get to you very, very promptly. And the whole goal, remember, is to get on as many calls as I possibly can in the time that we have left. The topic is something we have done before. It's just that I'm doing it in a different kind of a format today. Should the Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone, resign? And so far, 15 say yes, he should. 11 say no, he should not. And we'll get as many people on as we possibly can in the time that we have ahead. And it is Bowerly with you on WBEN. And I do try to read all of the emails I receive.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Steve, I mean, yeah, you get a lot of spam just like you guys do, and how all of these people in Asia know that it's tiny and needs to be bigger, I have no idea. But I get those emails too. But anyway, here's an email on the situation with the diocese in Buffalo. First, I am a lapsed Catholic, owing partly to the church's handling of this crisis and my loss of confidence in the hierarchy and clergy. I would be okay with letting Malone stay on in a ceremonial capacity, provided the Vatican were to appoint what is canonically known as a coadjutor bishop and vicar general or apostolic administrator from outside the Diocese of Buffalo. It's technical, but basically this office or prelate essentially acts as a co-bishop in the administration of the diocese under the authority of and answerable to Rome and the Pope. This man would normally succeed the current bishop upon his retirement, death, or removal. The key is having someone of equal authority to govern the diocese, which this individual would have, especially on matters in which the ordinary bishop has proved incompetent or unwilling to govern properly. I don't know why these options are not being talked about more by the activists, and there seems to be some internal political machinations among the traditionalists and the modernists in the church at play locally as well. Interesting concept, interesting email. I don't know that it's practical, because if you concede that somebody is not doing a good job, you kind of don't let the person stay on to do the job that they're not doing very well. And if they were to bring in a co-bishop, if you will, what's the point of having a primary bishop if people have lost trust in him or faith in him? It would seem to me to be a redundancy. But who knows? The emailer might be onto something that I'm just not seeing. So should Bishop Malone resign? And we're getting as many calls on as we possibly can get on. So far, the voting tally is 15 callers say the bishop should quit, and 11 say the bishop should stay on. So state your opinion and give us a reason or two why you believe the way you do, and then we'll move on to some other good folks who have called in. Joyce in Williamsville, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I believe Bishop Malone should resign because he continued the practice of previous bishops of hiding the records of criminal priests. And I believe these bishops have been aiding and abetting criminal priests.
So Bishop Malone should resign. Thank you very much for the call. Moving on to Bill in Lancaster. You are on WBEN. What do you think?
Tom, please resign, please. That's all. I'm just begging. Please resign. This is all about betrayal, deception, trust, and utterly disgraceful behavior, all wrapped into one. It's awful. Please resign. You know, it may be too much for one man to handle this job anymore. Maybe it should be a committee of three. Maybe that'll make it more honest. Now, there's many of us sitting around brokenhearted over this whole thing because I was in the company of dozens of priests as a young man. I'm a Catholic, lapsed Catholic, Catholic educated, probably three-quarters of my education. Around the company of dozens of priests as teachers in our church, etc. I have never once had one small semblance of impropriety from any of them. And it breaks my heart for their memory and for their dedication. This is a very serious situation.
Just out of curiosity, you said that you were a lapsed Catholic. Given your positive experiences at a young age with members of the priesthood, why did you lapse?
It was my doing. It was probably my doing moving away from it. It got our, it didn't seem applicable as it once did.
All right, fair enough. We'll move on to some other folks. Appreciate your call, Bill, in Lancaster. That frees up a line, and actually two lines now open for the first time since we started the topic. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And as you can hear, we're moving people along pretty quickly, so your on-hold time is not going to be, you know, till your next birthday or something. Let's go to Sandy in Dunkirk. You're on WBEN.
Hello, Tom. It's great talking with you. I'm a first-time caller.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And I've listened to you for years. I thought this was so important that I am calling you today to say they should keep Bishop Malone on. He's a very good pro-life bishop, and Buffalo's diocese is one of the last conservative dioceses in the state of New York. He's doing a fantastic job, but he had inherited many problems, which he's trying to work through. So my vote is to keep him on.
Interesting you said that Buffalo is one of the last conservative dioceses in New York State. How much of the effort to get rid of Bishop Malone do you believe is guided by a secular agenda which is latching on to a scandal because the true agenda is the utter destruction of the Roman Catholic Church?
That's right. I believe the media has playing a big part. I think people have agendas. But if anybody's in a pro-life movement, they could see through it all. We've been working with the bishop for years, and he's wonderful.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. So my count is 17 people want the bishop to resign. 12 people want the bishop to stay. And we go back to the calls at 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Joe in Orchard Park, it is your turn. Welcome to the program.
Tom, I absolutely think the bishop should hang in there. I think it's the best for the diocese. and all, especially people saying that Rome should replace him, like that email that you just read. That just baffles me about leaving the faith because of this, that, or the other thing that a bishop or a priest did. If the bishop got busted for cocaine this weekend and then got busted for being caught with prostitutes the following weekend, that would have nothing to do with my Catholic faith. To think that I would leave the faith for some kind of action that a man took, it's ridiculous. But it's, I don't know. It definitely, there's a lot of politics involved. I'll bet you close to 100% of the people that have called your show and voted to remove Bishop Malone think that Pope Francis is the best bishop or best pope in their lifetime.
Mm. Interesting. So again, you're another caller who sees a temporal political agenda at work here, and not just being about justice for victims of abuse, but beyond that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. We go to Midgey in Wheatfield. Midgey, you're on WBEN. And by the way, Phil Kennedy, kudos to you, doing a great job handling all these phone calls today. Midgey, you're on. Hello. Hello, Midgey. Did he get the name wrong? Is it Margie? Is it Twiggy? Is it Midgey? Well, can you hear me on this phone? It sounds almost like a ghastly call. It sounds like that episode of The Twilight Zone where the phone kept ringing and the power line was down, and it turned out that the telephone line came down with it and was in the cemetery. It's kind of that kind of a feel to it. Let's get back to the calls. And, I just got the heebie-jeebies. No more Twilight Zone for me at night. Marlene in Lockport, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, and I would just like to say that he should resign, and not only should he resign, I think he probably should be investigated or prosecuted and put in jail, because it's nothing like a Kavanaugh thing where it's a he said, she said. There's documented proof that he knew about cases of sexual abuse from priests, and he just moved those priests around and never did anything, effective to stop that kind of behavior. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And I just want to make one comment to the woman who was talking about gay priests and whatever. The fact of the matter is, priests are supposed to be celibate. So, really, a priest is not supposed to be gay, straight, or any other sexual preference, because they're supposed to be not having sex.
Well, right. I mean, you can be gay, I mean, you can be homosexual, but still you are bound by the rules of celibacy.
Right. And the other thing is, don't confuse, because you're homophobic, don't confuse gay people with pedophiles. I mean, people that are gay are not pedophiles. People who are pedophiles. So there's a big difference, and it's sort of offensive. I'm not gay, but it's very offensive to anyone who is gay to kind of lump them in the same category. You're talking about two different groups of people, you know.
I can't blame people, though, for muddling the issue, given the number of boys who are now men who have come forward to talk about encounters they had when they were children with grown men. I can certainly understand how the waters get muddied.
I don't know what you mean.
I explained it as best I can. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And that was, by the way, not to get off the trail here, but that was a major controversy about 20, 25 years ago in the Episcopal Church in the United States with respect to an openly gay, as I recall, an openly gay bishop. And a lot of people who were more conservative Episcopalians did not think it was right that somebody who was openly gay would be appointed to the position of being a bishop. The Bible, whether or not you like it, the Bible does have strictures against homosexuality. And a lot of people believed that by being openly gay, that was simply flaunting one's disrespect or one's lack of belief in Scripture. And there was a schism, or if you prefer, a schism, within the Episcopal Church in the United States. And there are parishes, actually there are two parishes locally that were born as a result of that controversy being the, I guess, being the linchpin of the controversy. One of them would be St. Bartholomew's Anglican Church in Tonawanda, and there's another one on Maple Road in Amherst, the name of which I don't remember offhand, but they are Anglican churches. And pretty much like what the old Episcopal Church used to be, but there were a lot of conservative Episcopalians who got sick and tired of the political agenda they saw being engendered in the old Episcopal Church. It is 5:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Back to the calls we go. Next up in line is Jacob in Amherst. Jacob.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes, sir. You're on WBEN.
I've worked with a lot of pedophiles and rapists throughout my life for at least 15 years, and I think the bishop should retire, and I believe I agree with Marlene, and he should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law for not bringing this to law enforcement or somebody else.
So not just resign, but pursue criminal charges. I mean, what charges would you envision being brought against the bishop?
He knowingly let pedophiles go to other places and did not bring that forward to law enforcement. I don't know what charges that would bring, but I'm sure there's definitely something in law saying if you hold that kind of power and you know something, you should definitely bring that forward.
Yeah, I'm hard-pressed to think of anything, but I'm glad you called. 14 people now say the bishop should resign. Let's go to John in Lockport on WBEN. John, you are on. Hello. John in Lockport, you're on WBEN.
This is John in Williamsville.
John in Williamsville.
Yeah, I'd like to say I just saw a movie today, The Children's Hour with Audrey Hepburn and Shirley MacLaine. And it's a great movie about how rumors get around and how people can prosecuted or persecuted. You know, they were intended to insinuate that these school people were involved in lesbianism and they lost their school and one girl committed suicide. My point is this. The bishop never had any relationships with children. So why are these people jumping on him just because he wanted to try to protect his flock? And now they want to jump on him and persecute him and crucify him like Jesus. That's all I say. I hope these same people want to go after Comey.
So your opinion is the bishop should stay on?
Yes.
Okay. I thought that was the case, but just wanted to double check. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Well, here are the results of our little lightning round of talk radio. I didn't quite make it to 50 calls, which was my goal heading in, but as you know, we've got a lot of business to take care of along the way during the program. But 19 callers want the bishop to resign. 14 callers want the bishop to stay. Now, that is quite a difference from the poll done by the Buffalo News. However, keep in mind, my poll in no way, shape, or form should be confused with a poll done according to scientific research methods. It is, however, an interesting thermometer, if you will. It is an interesting metric. So of the people listening to this show today who called in to express an opinion, 19 of them believe the bishop should resign, 14 believe the bishop should stay on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.